Nolte, Disney's woke Little Mermaid bigger bomb than previously reported. By John Nolte on October 4, 2023. Disney lost even more money on its woke Little Mermaid remake than had been reported. Previous budget reports said the movie cost $250 million to produce. The actual budget, per this report at Forbes, was $300 million, which does not include promotion costs. The only reason we know the truth is because Disney wanted tax credits from the United Kingdom, where much of the movie was filmed, and the UK doesn't put up with bookkeeping shenanigans the way we do here in America. In the US, studios can and do lie about budgets all day long. First, they lie about the movie costing less than it actually did so it looks like a hit. Then the studios lie about it costing more than it actually did so they don't have to pay out that back-end money. So, to try and make The Little Mermaid look like it might have actually made a profit, the number of $250 million leaked out somehow. Nope. More like $300 million, and it seems benevolent on my part to add only $100 million to the budget for promotion, which would make the total budget $400 million. Unfortunately for the Disney groomers, The Little Mermaid flamed out at the worldwide box office with an anemic $567 million haul. When you've spent $400 million on a movie that grosses $567 million from a box office where about 50% of that $567 million stays with exhibitors, you are looking at a serious loss. Good job adding a character based on a drag queen to a children's movie, scumbags. Sadly for the left-wing fetishists who run Disney, they couldn't blame American racism for the movie's failure because the movie grossed $285 million in America. Everywhere else, it went el flopo, if you'll pardon the cultural appropriation. This is what I like to see. Disney imploding. Disney losing money. Disney dying. This evil company is targeting children with an unprecedented grooming campaign. And decent people will always rejoice when evil takes a hit, especially in the pocketbook. There are also reports that Disney's almost certainly doomed woke Snow White remake cost around $210 million, not including promotion costs, and Disney's next Marvel entry, The Marvels, which also looks DOA, costs something closer to $300 million, not including promotion. This is all coming on the heels of the creator's box office weekend crash. Maybe Knoll and Disney could marry and die in each other's arms to the applause of decent people everywhere. If that were a pay-per-view event, someone might actually start making money off those two monsters. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.